Angels.
All right, everybody, it's time for That Movie Podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Are you like a crazy person?
Negative. I am a meat popsicle.
Would you like to know more?
Point Break or Bad Boys 2?
Which one do you think I prefer?
No, I mean, which one do you want to watch first?
Stick them up, you suckers, and give me your Koopa coins, lamos. It's time for Super Mario Brothers with That Movie Podcast.
Woo!
Yeah!
Oh, shit.
And Jason hasn't had a drink yet.
I don't think I will. I don't know.
Come on, bro. Let's take 5 shots at once.
Yeah. Come on.
Don't be a pussy, I have bro.
That Kraken's over there. Just sitting there. And I'm not
drink having... Kraken with me, bro. Drink Kraken with me, bro.
I'm not having any stomach issues today either. So
you're gonna.
I might. I don't know. I mixed
that Kraken up in the
Did you pee out of your butt?
I did. I peed out of my butt and I pooped out of my mouth.
Oh God.
He did a reenactment of Tub Girl.
What is Tub Girl?
Oh boy, edit that out and don't look it up.
Oh.
So it's a porn thing.
No, it's like
so everybody look it
it's
up.
It's like a shock site, kind of like a like Blue Waffle, and
it's like two girls, one cup inside of a bathtub.
But a picture from like the 90s.
Oh,
I want to look it up,
which makes it more gross because it's from the 90s.
Yeah.
So like before, I remember
waiting
God.
Half an hour just for it to slowly download. And I was like, wow,
extra pubic hair everywhere.
I'm 12. I should not be looking at this.
It's all caked in the hair and stuff. Oh, okay, never mind. Moving on.
Imagine what kids are going to be like. This. I mean, there's going to be like 9-year-old kids that are going to be like. I mean, they'll have seen everything.
That's LemonParty.org.
That's when I first started watching porn.
9?
Yeah.
All right.
Explain things.
I couldn't get movies, so
like,
I snuck porn.
When we were like snuck 7, porn. 8, and 9, I remember we had a nudie magazine that we hid in these like bushes on the side of the street. That like lined the street,
and
I remember.
Like,
so every once in a while, you go, I don't know.
It didn't
I
last
mean,
that long.
Oh, it didn't last that long.
Somebody stole it or something. I don't know, but that was like as bad as it got, and it wasn't like really dirty.
You know what's weird is I got started off with anime porn.
Makes sense.
And yes. then I moved on to the real thing.
And then I went back to anime.
And then I went back to I had my phases.
Now he's into LARPing porn.
Oh, God. What? Lightning bolt. I don't think that
Prepare
joke
Prepare your
would...
bag of holding.
Oh, God. Hold on. Mariah's calling. Hold on.
No.
Speaking of LARPing porn.
Hi, wife. What's up?
Did she say, hey, handsome?
We're recording.
She's delusional.
I told you, like,
can you bring my plus two
ago.
Dildo?
Oh, yes, I'm kidding. I'm the king of exaggeration.
That's an exaggeration.
I knew you were going to say that. So, the podcast.
What's up?
I don't know.
We were
talking
having a conversation.
Over all that shit.
I know. We were talking about beer.
Okay. Are we done?
No.
Okay.
We were talking because you were talking.
Continue talking then.
Well, now we were interrupted.
Yeah. The whole flow just...
You know, let's just pick this up next week.
So you need to get one like hers. She's not obnoxious when she does it. You're just, like, you put it into the mic. And just...
I just don't move.
It's my Jason thing.
You got her this time.
Damn it.
Oh my God.
Give me a good night.
Yeah. Everyone's bagging on Jason again.
Yeah.
We're back.
It's That Movie Podcast.
We're back.
Jason's back. Hey, we can make fun of him again.
You know what? I'm going to take partial credit for us being able to do this, because when Jason first started at the hardware store, I'd fuck with him like all day, and he kind of like, he would just
I would
like,
actually
he'd
take
be
it
like,
to heart.
Dude, what, like, what the fuck? And I'm like, dude, this is, if you're my friend, I'm going to give you shit all day.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
and
we're
he's
friends.
Oh my god.
And I'm gonna write it in my diary.
And yeah, he.
I'm gonna make a MySpace bulletin.
Yeah, he couldn't. He couldn't take it. And then, like, it got to where, like, we just equally gave each other shit all day.
Yeah. And now we're.
It's a lot more fun that way.
Now we're here, and I have no opportunity to give anybody shit because everyone's giving me shit all the time.
Yeah.
Gotta stand up.
Too much shit being passed around.
Open the door. Get on the floor.
Everybody do the dinosaur.
Right. What the hell just happened?
I don't even know.
The
it's like a ghost.
When did my girlfriend
I hit the thing and it went?
When did my girlfriend turn to Jason Mewes?
Wow, that's esoteric.
I stepped on a rake today and the beam came to hit me.
Huh?
So I stepped on a rake today, like total like cartoon.
Yeah.
Yes, and the only thing it saved me is another rake handle was going the other way, so it hit that handle, and I was like, that would have been perfect. Like I almost saved wouldn't have minded it actually happening because it just would have been too perfect.
Wanted to experience it and see if it actually works.
Well,
that way.
I did that as a kid because for some reason I didn't believe in leverage or something when I was younger.
Yeah,
was
like, you, I tried
it. Oh,
I tried it right after that episode.
Yeah,
it
makes sense.
In my backyard. I mean, because it's surprising how quickly it comes up. You expect to be able to control it and
to be young.
Now you gotta get all primed up beforehand.
Yeah, you gotta get that balloon installed.
Oh, God.
Get the blood pressure pump.
The Flint pump?
How old are you guys?
Hi!
I mean, I know Bob's ancient, but...
Oh, what is this thing? It's like a dog dick, but a toy.
It goes on the back of Spider-Man's motorcycle.
Yeah, Spider-Man needs a motorcycle.
I know, right? Around. I know.
It's like the Flash's motorcycle. And what pissed me off. That's the toy that pissed me off the most.
Yeah.
Why is the Flash need a motorcycle? It's a Flash. Doesn't he go somewhere slowly?
Yeah. And so anyway, you push it and it launches the motorcycle off. Did Flash have a motorcycle like in the show?
No, just like a Hasbro toy.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like they just make the toys. Like I had a Spider-Man car.
Kids like motorcycles?
Yeah.
So how was your guys' week since the Star Wars?
Since the Star Wars?
I got into a car accident.
Oh, what? Jesus.
Yeah, tell us about that.
So I was driving home from work of being an automotive accident claims adjuster. And
wonder what this is all about. Let's find out.
So
hi, I'm Bobby Payne. Welcome to Jackass.
So I got rear-ended, and
in your car? I mean, or is that just that's kind of like
in the
normal Saturday night thing?
And so so I pull into a parking lot, and so he
I'll
pulls
even
in.
Take a sympathy laugh. It's fine.
And
I gave a good one.
And so. I said, you know, he's like, hey, you're right. Yeah, you're right. The whole thing. And I go, oh, it's funny. I said, I'm a claims adjuster. So that's kind of what I do, you know. And he goes, well, you're probably going to want to call the cops then. And I go, no, they don't come out unless there's injury. And he goes, I don't have insurance.
Oh,
I'm like, you fucking dick. You fucking dick. Seriously?
Did you say him like that?
No, I just
you said
bitch, I just looked at him and shook my head. I was like, really, dude?
SMH.
And, but he's actually been like, because I got all his information and everything, and he's actually been texting me and like being like, did you get the estimate? Like,
hey, what you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Hey, you up?
Hey, I rear-ended you. Want me to rear-end you again? But yeah, I don't know.
I had a really good time rear-ending you the other night.
Send pics.
WYD.
What?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Oh. I'm like that unhip.
Ooh,
I don't like that
you know the shorthand speak for the fuckboys. I don't like that.
I was on the subreddit Black People Twitter earlier, so it's all in my head.
Black People Twitter?
What does that have to do with?
Cause
just go on there and you'll figure it out.
Damn it.
Black people Twitter sponsor us.
It's a bunch of white people posting
four
as black
whiteies
people.
Hanging out in the room.
Nice.
Yeah, it's four whiteies by whiteies about blacks.
This sounds right up my alley.
What about you?
Matt's the most ethnic one we have.
I know,
and he's the whitest one here.
Light.
I disagree.
He's
lightest.
White.
I think I'm more white than he is.
White.
Well, definitely last week.
Yeah. Oh God. Hey, hold on. I told you.
Limited power.
I was sick already, and then I started drinking.
Yeah,
it was
the genius
all
idea.
You were sick already?
To kill the bug with alcohol, you're just going to drown it. Yes. And purify your body, but that didn't work out.
Yes, no. Well, I felt really good the next day after.
Yeah, I guess
not
it did
the
work.
Next day, but the day after the
it's,
next
it's
day.
It's called a cleanse, so I was just kind of, you know, trying to flush out the toxins.
Yeah, I did.
With more toxins.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It worked.
Real quick, is this on iTunes and Stitcher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And Dogcatcher.
Are you sharing it right now or something? Or?
Well, I put it on my Instagram and one of my followers asked how does he listen, so.
Hey, cool.
Hey!
How do I listen?
Listen to our show.
With your ears.
Just look up
with your ears, Carl.
Fuck you.
With your ears, Carl.
It's either That Movie Podcast
I saw
or
that.
It might still be That Movie Podcast with Bob and Jason. Okay. I'm not sure.
I didn't do shit this weekend. I got an apartment for us.
That's awesome. That's freaking awesome.
News,
yeah.
That's the most interesting thing any of us had to say.
Yeah.
I didn't want to steal his big news, though, so.
Yay!
Yay! We're growing or something.
So, I think that Matt and Stacy are going to turn into that couple that's like, "Well, we did this the other day, and we did this," and they're just going to be just going to like merge into one entity.
We went antiquing this last Tuesday.
God, I don't even like us.
We're the worst.
I don't want to be these people. Is it too late to back out?
Oh yeah. We're doomed.
Yeah, too late. You're stuck.
And you wear a scarf in the summer.
Jesus Christ.
Hipster.
So this week we watched a movie.
We did.
We do this every time.
I know.
Yeah.
We watched Super Mario Bros. From 1993.
Super Mario Bros.
Mario.
The Mario Brothers.
Yeah, the Mario Bros.
Yeah, for our Jersey.
Mario and Luigi Mario.
Yeah, for our Jersey listeners, it's Mario.
They were from Jersey, weren't they? They were talking
from
about
New York.
Oh, well, Jersey.
I'm from Manhattan.
I'm from Brooklyn. Yeah, Dino Hatton.
Oh, they are from Brooklyn, yeah.
Paul Hoskins
Super Mario Bros. Is a 1993 adventure comedy family movie. Two Brooklyn brummers. I am the only one who has that had any alcohol.
Yeah, that's special.
You don't need
bad,
it.
Bad news. Bad
good.
Juju.
You're drunk on life. It's good.
I am. Two Brooklyn plumbers, Mario and Luigi, must go to another dimension. I did.
Yeah, that's it's gonna be
thanks
like
for
it's gonna
shitting
be
all over my intro, Bob.
It's gonna be like our lifesavers, but it's gonna be Mario.
Lifesaver.
Lifesavers.
Lifesavers?
Yeah. Lifesavers.
Lifesavers.
Lightsaber.
Lifesavers.
Lightsabers?
Lightsabers.
Sabotage Tiger!
So anyway, Super Mario Bros. Is a 1993 adventure comedy family movie. Two Brooklyn plumbers, Mario and Luigi, must go to another dimension to rescue a princess from the evil dictator King Koopa and stop him from taking over the world.
Dictator is a funny word because I just think of a
dick potato.
Potato.
Yeah.
Dick potato.
I never thought of that. And you guys were all
brain.
Agreeing with it. Like, I know, right? And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, it's just us. We share a fucking brain or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, we have one brain.
We do.
Separately.
It's already happening, Bob. It's already happening.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying
what,
to make
what,
a word.
What do you guys isn't going to feel like playing video games? And what's the matter? Do you want to talk?
Do I need to stage an intervention? All
right. Top build cast. Bob Hoskins as Mario Mario. John Leguizamo as Green Mario.
Green Mario.
Dennis Hopper as Donald Trump. Samantha Mathis as Daisy. Fisher Stevens as Iggy. Richard Edson as Spike. And
nobody cares about the rest.
Yeah. Oh, Lance Hendrickson is King Poopa. I mean, the king.
King Poopa?
He looked like a big sphincter.
He was a giant dingleberry.
Yeah, it looked like a turtle head.
Oh,
like,
no, that's
what we were saying.
That's
like,
what we
like,
described it as.
It's that one that's like going to come out and then like you like cough or something. And, yeah,
it's just right up. You give up on pushing because it's like this isn't going to happen. So you.
I'll try again later.
And then it just
so you zip up and then you shit your pants.
It goes right back up inside
of
you.
Or you just shake out the leg. You have a tagline, Bob?
Continue.
Can two plumbers save the world from going down the drain? And the most untrue one.
The answer's no.
This ain't no game. It's a live action thrill ride.
Yes, that's on the cover of the DVD case, but on the back of it, we were joking about the whole thing. One of the things that this movie's credited to have is eye popping visual effects.
Oh man!
Which holy shit was that CGI eye popping? Oh my god!
It was just as good as
like
my,
I popped
man.
My eyes out because
like,
of
like,
watching
like,
it.
Oh god!
I after I watched this movie, I went on to IMDb for the bottom 100 movies to see if it was on there.
Oh, it's definitely was it? On there.
No, it's not on the bottom 100. No, you've got to be a 2.8 or below to get on the bottom 100 right now.
Four.
It's a 4.
Yeah.
What?
Four out of what?
10.
Oh my god.
Were you serious?
Yes.
Bob style of rating.
family
fun.
This episode has a very familiar voice because it's Stacy. But this is his.
Did she?
I don't think any of us introduced ourselves.
We didn't do intros at all.
No, we didn't.
I'm Bob.
I'm Jason.
I'm Matt.
I'm Stacy.
There we go. We did it. The last week.
Oh,
it's not like people are going to be listening, going, "Who's that? What?"
They haven't done the intros yet.
They've changed.
I'm not sure about this podcast.
I really supported them in the beginning.
Nobody supported us in the beginning.
All the fame's gone to their heads.
You know, I think we've done like 26 episodes. Isn't that kind of cool?
I think we've done 26 episodes.
I think it's
at
either
all.
26 or 24.
No.
Or probably less.
Hold on. This is like Jason explaining how many shots he's had.
Remember when we used to use that
We've got 250 episodes, I swear. Like 150 or 250, one of the two, I can't remember.
Well, we got 1,000 listeners or 50, you know, somewhere in between.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
Did you translate the Mayan calendar?
I did.
Is that you?
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
How do we have 24 episodes?
It's counting dudes nudes.
I didn't count.
I don't believe it.
It does. No. They're full episodes.
No. They're full episodes. Yeah, we have 24 on iTunes.
Yeah, see? It's 24 episodes. Dick.
And nothing to show for it.
That's true. Maybe we should reevaluate. So anyway, Mario Bros. This movie was amazing. And as far as it's amazing that somebody that thought that this was going to be a good idea.
Not just a single person. It was a wife and husband directing team.
Yeah, they're just sitting there jacking each other off. This is going to be awesome.
That's going to be us one day.
I give you
jacking
one
each other off.
Yeah. Give you one Mario point. That's how the game works, right? Because I've totally played the Mario Bros. Game.
Yeah, they had no idea what they were. Another dimension. All this other
that
shit.
Is ours.
Well, it's not like you could ever make sense of what the game was.
It's true,
though.
But well, yeah. I think that was the
you
thing is they tried
they
to make
tried.
Sense of it.
Yeah,
and I liked this movie. I did like this movie for the sheer fact that it was such a clusterfuck of different ideas. They're just sort of like, oh, let's throw this in now. Yeah, we'll put Yoshi in
that,
there.
That was one of the things. Too, was like they were rewriting the script so off.
They were rewriting the script.
So, Mr. Jason, when they were rewriting the script.
Me and Bob both had the coughs tonight.
Yeah, they had so many rewrites that like the actors weren't even like memorizing it anymore. They're like, every day there was a new rewrite. Like,
and everybody was
anymore.
Drunk.
Yeah, mainly Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo. They were literally hammered the entire time.
I could tell with John Leguizamo.
No, the perfect part to tell is when we watched it earlier today, and when they're on the thwomp shoes or whatever, waving around, like you could just look at Bob Hoskins' face, and he's like, yeah, I'm
they're both drunk because John Leguizamo is just like he's the one that's like holding Hoskins, and he's just John Leguizamo is just like peacing and smiling the whole time, but then Hoskins is doing like this really drunk stupor like Miss
Princess
America
Diana.
Fucking wave just hey guys,
how about Dennis Hopper's performance in this movie in general? He was just like, what the fuck is this? He just gave no fucks the entire movie. Oh man, it was hilarious.
He was super terrifying and super rapey.
He was pretty rapey.
But he was so. I'm just talking about like just his.
Want to see what I can do with this tongue?
His acting was just like, these are my lines. I'm going to shit them out of my mouth.
Well, I think everyone hated.
Yeah,
that making this after a while.
Oh yeah.
Now, he said if something this like movie it, actually lost money.
It probably did.
Oh yeah, they were so far over budget.
It was Hopper.
Hopper said that he was quoted that he was supposed to be there filming
five
for
weeks.
Only 5 weeks, and he was there for 17 weeks.
Holy shit.
It was so over budget, and it lost a lot of money.
When I was first starting to watch it, when they're still like in Brooklyn and everything, and I was like
Dino Hatton,
and so I was like. Okay, like, all right, I can see, like, a kid's movie, it's kind of cheesy, like, with the two guys that are trying to, you know, Spike and whatever his name is. I'm like, okay, it's kind of cheesy and stupid, but, like, for kids, this works. And as the movie went on, I was like, fuck no. Like, I would not let my kid watch this movie. No.
What was, like, the billboard in Dino Hatton that was, like...
It was, I was a teenage mammal or something like
XXX.
Yeah. XXX.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, like, I was watching it, and I was, like, I was upset that I fucking had to watch it. And
you're welcome.
Sam was in the room with me, and she was, like... So she was kind of watching...
Who suggested this bullshit?
Yeah, she was, like... Just kind of paying attention to what was going on. She was like, this is so bad. And she was like, we could, like, be doing something right now. It's Saturday. I was like, I know. This sucks.
Excellent. Don't wait till Saturday to watch the movie.
I was, well, I thought I was... I had to go into work today, and so...
I got rear-ended by a car.
Yeah.
And then you ended it on Super Mario Bros. I did not plan that. That terrible.
Sounds like a horrible day.
That's a whole
No, I didn't get rear-ended today.
Okay.
But I did have to go into work today.
Not even at home?
And no. It's when I get back.
All over the back.
This took an awkward turn real fast. Pour some more wine.
Glug, 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 glug.
That's
what the brothers did.
They had this like little super handshake thing, and they would glug, 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 and like...
And you could tell
rape each other's hands, and like we were saying that was probably because they were drunk the whole time.
Like
it was
their little inside joke.
Because it was an inside joke that thing that they did.
They always had a flask with them, like
I'm sure.
They did. Always
to get through that filming. I'm sure. Yeah. I mean,
Bob was keeping it. Bob Hoskins was keeping it in his cast. His
I'm shocked. It was a 4 out of 10 on IMDb. Yeah. Like shocked.
Like, honestly, like, to me, this is, like, an awful movie, but watch it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no. Like, it is. I was so happy that, I mean, I didn't want to pay any money for it.
It's over, and I'm still mad that I watched it.
I found it on YouTube, which I was just like, oh, my God, this is on YouTube. And so I was so happy I watched it.
They don't have to worry about anybody, like, getting in trouble for that. They're like, no, it's fine. Someone's actually watching it. That's awesome.
The director's like, let's sue. Oh, no. That's they watched our movie.
We don't have any money to sue them. Yeah. So.
That's right. Lawyers cost money. Yes. We didn't get any from this.
Oh, man. But yeah.
They got more viewers on YouTube than they did on the big screen.
Okay. What was it? Spike and Iggy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that those in the game were Koopa kids.
Well, Spike was just a normal, like, just random bad guy that was...
Oh, that's right.
He was a generic Koopa
and then
Troopa,
Iggy
yeah.
was one of the Koopa kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in this movie, how they were just those two henchmen.
Yeah, it didn't make sense, though, because they were both Koopa's cousin, but then they were cousin from each other's.
But then,
they're just all cousins.
But then they were also working for the king all along, and they were his royal whatever, and they were, like, backstabbing Koopa,
so
and it was
bullshit.
Just so, like, out of nowhere, like, they're running down a hallway, and like, Princess Daisy, our allegiance has always been to you all this time, and da-da-da-da-da, I'm like, where the fuck is all of this coming
that's just
from?
A rewrite, that's all that was.
Well, they're just weasels, or the reptile equivalent.
Yeah. But one of my favorite and most, like, I thought it was the stupidest thing, I was watching it, and I actually went, what the fuck, was... Koopa, like, evolved them so their brains got all big, and then first thing they do is go out to the desert and drive off a cliff.
Okay. No. Okay. Like, I might be reading too much into it, and I might be giving the directors too much credit or the writers too much credit, but I think that they only got an enhanced vocabulary, and that was it. They're still equally dumb.
Because the guy
does that math problem, and it's wrong. It's not right. It's not right at all.
That's true.
And that confused me, because I was like, wait, no, they just, like, now they... kind of have an accent, you know? It's like, wait.
They have big vocabularies
they don't
and confidence.
Seem very, very
don't,
smart.
Don't you know, Bob, the next evolution step is to be British.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Were they? I did not detect any British in there.
It was like a halfway. It's like they weren't like... Like,
it was like, yes,
going through with it. Like,
they were the proletariat and the bourgeoisie, and they were just saying all these big words.
Yes. They have like a C-3PO kind of accent, like, oh my.
God. Don't do
Goodness
it
gracious me.
God damn it.
I'm a gay robot's robotic fantasy.
No, I was...
I thought it was gay man's
yeah,
robotic
fantasy.
After the first like 5 minutes, I was actually kind of looking forward to it, and I'm like, oh, I think I'll enjoy this. And then it's like, I was sitting there, I was like, there is not one bit of quality in this entire fucking movie.
Yeah, the stupidity.
There's not
of it all.
One good thing about
that is actually yes.
Sending out the henchmen to find someone that all they know about is that they have two arms, two legs, and a head.
And they've already failed like 4 times. They keep bringing back the wrong bitch.
Five times.
Five, the fifth one was.
Well, that's
Daniela.
Pretty good. They
that
keep
the
going to Manhattan
fail.
And only to them 5 times to get the right person.
They've stolen so five women good. And nobody's even like what.
I still don't. I didn't even understand the plan. Like, why are they trying to combine the worlds?
It's so all over the place. There's no reason to combine
the
worlds.
And then whenever they go, they turn the guy into a monkey right there.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
just laughing.
If somebody turned somebody into a monkey, I would lose my shit. I would be out of there.
I just like that the his little like bodyguard henchman or whatever like picks him up like, boss, what'd they do to you? And the monkey's like, they're fucking turning me into a monkey, you idiot.
The whole movie is like, what is this? What happened? Well, what happened to you? What is this?
Mammal dingus?
Everyone was equally stupid.
Luigi and that was scene, probably the worst. Luigi the was Twin just... Towers.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, oh, I don't even like this anymore, like, at all.
Wait, what?
The Twin Towers get replaced with the
Koopa Towers.
And they're all, like, decrepit and, like...
I forgot about that.
The couple that directed this knew something.
There's gonna be a whole, like, conspiracy theory about the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Koopa Fire can't melt steel beams.
Wow.
Dino Hatton was an inside job.
And then Yoshi was terrible.
Yeah.
I loved Yoshi.
I like that. I mean, I like the character. He was sweet, but it was like...
That's Yoshi, really.
It's a cute little dinosaur. And it still had the...
I mean,
it had the stretchy tongue.
It doesn't resemble Yoshi at all.
Well, I know, but it's just like... It's like they tried to make it look too real. And it's like, look, no one's taking this movie seriously. You don't need to make it look like a real dinosaur.
They could have drawn a cartoon on the film and it would have been better.
They'd already fucked everything else up. Yoshi was the closest thing that they got to something being...
That's what I was wondering. Like, why did they try to make Yoshi into actual Yoshi when, like, Toad's, like, just some dude with a harmonica for a while? Like, why was Yoshi the only one they wanted to try to keep relevant to the game?
I'm surprised that they included the stretchy tongue, honestly, because it seems like these people, like, they got the names and very few general ideas, but...
This is just...
Why didn't she unhook the chain from Yoshi to begin with? She did it at the end, like, it was nothing... And then, like, his chain reaches, like, miles or also 2 feet.
She's
petting him for damn ever, just...
This episode is turning into an episode of How Did This Get Made?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really all that we can do with this movie.
Yeah. But you guys watch this movie, like, voluntarily.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, but I hate it.
Is it because you grew up with it, so there's, nostalgia thing?
There is a little bit of that, and then
because there's some movies that I know are bad, but I like them because I watched them when I was a kid. Well,
but also, it's just ridiculous, and I like, you know... Yeah. I like ridiculous things sometimes, just to put it on in the background, like, it's fucking stupid.
I'm just a sucker for camp.
Get blackout drunk.
Yep.
Just the campier.
I
want to
be like Bob Hoskins when I grow up, also, but not dead. I don't want
to. But not dead.
Stacey's like, can I talk now?
I keep trying to say things and people keep talking at the same time. So I'm just gonna sit here
go ahead, Stacey.
Wait till someone asks me a question. I don't have anything to say now. I've said all the things, but y'all were talking.
So, Stacey, can you repeat verbatim what you were just saying while we were talking over you?
No.
So, how about those Goombas?
Jesus.
In the game, they're mushroom people, and in this, they're giant lizards with tiny heads.
Well, like, I think the Goombas were the round-faced ones, and that might be racist. The Koopas might be the lizard-faced ones or something.
Yeah, I don't even know.
One was, like, legitimately a snake on shoulders.
No. Yes. All of the henchmen were Goombas.
Yeah, they did call them Goombas.
The Koopas are the people in Dino Hatton.
So all the different face ones are Goombas still?
Yeah. Yes. If your intelligence is dropped to where your brain is that tiny little peanut thing that they showed, they just refer to all of them as Goombas. But I think because the Donald Trump guy, or Hopper.
I really got a lot of Donald Trump
whatever the fuck
vibes
he is.
This guy.
But he's a Koopa, and
King Koopa.
He's King Koopa, but I assume that,
didn't vote for him. Oh. That was the other thing, like, he's king, but, like, they elected him.
Yeah.
None of it makes sense,
love
it.
No, yeah, it doesn't make sense at all. And it's his whole thing about germs is kind of like, okay, you're, like, I don't see why that was even thrown the fuck in there.
Yeah.
So they could have a reason to put him in a mud bath or...
Have wax hands.
One more creepy thing to have about him.
Oh, yeah, if there was one line I almost like, it was the mud being
clean
and dirty at the same time.
How about the part when they like hit him with the de-evolution gun and instead of turning into a giant
T-Rex.
Spiky turtle thing, he turns into a T-Rex.
Well, that's what he evolved from, he said
earlier.
Well,
I know, but it would have been cool if they at least turned him into into what Bowser looked like
No, that doesn't make sense in this.
They didn't hit him with the meme line.
Nothing makes sense
in this.
But for a second, I swear to God, he turned into Barney.
At the end, yeah.
When they're, like, continually blasting him, like, there's a second where he's, like, hug me.
When he's melting. Because we've seen this a couple times, but, more than a couple times, but,
Watch it again tonight.
We noticed today when the minstrel guy gets, goombified, and he gets off the little chair thing. There is this big pile of like green baby poop shit on the floor,
yes. Yeah,
in front of the chair, and then like one of the guards and
that's Luigi's, what Mario, like, yeah, pushes fight, the...
or, yeah, he's pushing around, and then where the fuck did this all come from? Why is
well,
it
well, I'm pretty
there?
Sure that it made him so stupid he just couldn't remember when to not poop.
And he
green shit.
Out.
Yeah,
he just like
out.
He stood up and just like an avalanche
I was,
of shit came out of his
it was
pants.
Like Jason last
and
week.
Like
I was yeah. kind of confused. I was kind of confused about that. I was because I noticed that stuff there, and I was thinking, oh, maybe I was just thinking maybe I turned away when like something
I don't
happened.
See how I never noticed that before? Because they're like they're rolling around in it, and just why?
Goomba doesn't like ooze wrestling.
I like how they have to explain like every single thing to Luigi that's going on, and still doesn't make sense.
Luigi
like they have
was
the most explanations in this movie, and
then he was just like, sense. "You have to trust the fungus."
Well, he was literally born yesterday. He's asking yeah. what everything is, and what was it? There was one sequence when they fall into or when they jump into the garbage truck. There's like. They're just pointing out random shit for a while, like, an explosion, a train, a truck, jump, okay!
Towers.
Towers, yeah!
So, one of my biggest things, too, that, like, just made me laugh was the fact that around this time, there was, a good decade where every movie had to have some sort of, like, oh, this is another dimension, or there's a... Like, there was all these things, like... Just to say a few, like, there was, like, the never-ending story, and there was all these other things where it's just, like, there was some sort of a magical thing that takes somebody from one place to another place.
Fucking Narnia.
The Labyrinth.
Yeah, there's all kinds of movies like this. It was, like, the late 80s, early 90s, where it was just everything had to be another dimension.
This and one then, sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Oh, man, but it was just, it was so laughable. Like, I loved how... He was listening. They were sitting in the office, and he was listening to that radio thing, and they were just talking about another dimension. Like, they just keep saying that all the time. Oh, it was hilarious. Listeners, if you haven't watched this movie, watch it on YouTube.
And drunk.
Yeah.
Do what Bob Hoskins would do.
Yes.
I was kind of wondering, because obviously they come from eggs. That's what we saw at the beginning.
And how did they evolve into humans?
Well, that,
yeah.
Not even,
I was like, that
not
makes
even
sense
that part. Like, I'm wondering, like, do they have the same bits as us? Like, they have, like, an egg hole?
Oh, yeah. When the lady like, was pushing has, like, the stroller with the egg, I was like, how did that come out of her? Yeah.
Cat, and she looked like a cat, too. It was weird.
Yeah, everyone's, like, half reptile, and everyone else is just human.
Some people have, like, just a few scales poking out on their cheeks. And
so many inconsistencies. It's
so
just,
good.
Yes.
If you want to see how not to make a movie, watch this movie. Yes.
Big, beautiful clusterfuck.
That's what it is.
It is.
Okay, yeah. Some people like to watch car accidents.
Yeah, some people like to be in them. All right, Bob, favorite scene.
Yes.
There's
Bob, favorite line.
I already said.
Bob, in 20 words, okay. Why was this your favorite movie of all time?
I'll tell you my favorite scene, and this is 100% the truth. When the credits finally started rolling, it's like, fucking thank
so
God.
Relieved.
The drunk ass credits.
Right before the credits, though, all of a sudden Daisy comes in with the gun and shit, and she's like, we have to go.
And she just walked down like the streets of Manhattan carrying a big ass gun and like
smoldering
and shit.
Like, what were they planning on making a sequel?
How,
or was
but
this
I'm,
just
I think like, so. I'm saying, how did no cops stop her?
I think that they were just so full in themselves when they're making this. They're like, yeah, this is gold. Let's film like a teaser for the end because we're definitely making the Super Mario Brothers 2.
Well, it was a married couple in charge of it. They both thought that they were like shitting gold and like, oh, apparently, no one can touch us.
Apparently one like threw like hot coffee on an intern.
Yeah, it was the husband. It was the husband. He
like, fuck you.
He didn't like, he thought one of the extras didn't look dirty enough for the dystopian street scene. One of, I don't know, whenever they're like out there on the street. But one of the extras, he did not like the look of him, so he dumped fucking hot coffee on his head. Who does that?
The end.
That's it.
Oh my
yep.
God.
I guess what was tough about it was there were some actors that I actually legitimately like, and it's like, you fucking suck in this movie. Like,
and they know it, though.
You,
like,
you didn't make it any, like,
you
didn't give it anything else.
It. They're just, like,
especially
so
like
checked out.
With Dennis Hopper and Bob Hoskins, like, those are, like, some heavy hitter actors, and just, like, what are you doing?
Wait, yeah.
Why are you doing this?
They're getting paid.
It's like, that was their vacation. You know, it's like, we'll take this payday, we'll get drunk the whole time, and who gives a fuck?
Well, like, Hoskins was getting drunk because he hated it. Like, that was the only way he survived. I guess
he
broke...
didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought Jet Li killed him in that movie, and then he stayed dead.
What?
That was like the last Bob Hoskins movie was Unleashed with Jet Li.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The more you know.
I guess Bob Hoskins like broke two fingers on set and he was wearing a cast through like most of the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know this.
He slammed... Either he slammed his hand in the door or John Leguizamo slammed Hoskins'
when they were super smashed
in the van. Brothers. And they were super smashed bros. But what was it? Who played King Poopa at the very end?
Lance Hendrickson.
Motherfucker had one line in the whole movie. Give him my paycheck. That's it.
I brought some Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
You have a favorite scene?
Oh god, it's so hard to pick. Mostly because it was so much shit.
Diamond in the rough.
Oh god, favorite scene? Are we doing scenes?
We're doing scenes, yeah.
Bob's was his credits.
Yes.
They were very drunk though, if you look at it. Like, they were actually like
they were wavering.
Yeah. Favorite scenes gotta be, for me...
No, for somebody else. God.
Yeah, choose mine.
Probably that scene where they're going down the pipes on the mattress.
That was magical. You know those Koopas are like dead because they're like reptiles and they're in ice.
Yeah.
Their bodies are slowly shutting down as they're going through the tunnel.
Everything about it was so just like, what the fuck?
It's like when they're finally flying through the air all perfect and like, I can show you the way.
Slow motion, slow descent.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's my favorite scene.
I probably should be prepared.
I didn't.
Do you want me to go? And...
Yeah, you go.
Okay. Mine, it's always really been the Goombas dancing. It's just...
Oh, my God.
It's so fucking random. And they're dancing to Daisy Daisy.
Daisy.
Yeah. And it's just like, hey... You know what? Everybody likes to dance. I'm just, and Luigi just goes and starts slowly rocking them.
So in that alternate
universe,
and
then they all partner up and they're just like Goombas fucking waltzing in an elevator. And,
so in that universe, that song exists.
Yeah, and so does Dinosaur. Do the Dinosaur.
Everybody That's true. Do the Dinosaur. Hmm.
And so does Reebok and Motorola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Product.
Don't question this.
They had to get
Doesn't make
money.
Any sense.
They had to get some money to exactly. make this movie.
Yeah, well, they evolved from lizards into humans.
Yeah, it's true.
As we did from monkeys. So.
Maybe we're just the ultimate form of evolution for anything at all, ever.
Maybe we're just the beginning.
I mean, personally, I am. I think my favorite scene for some reason is when John Leguizamo is trying to pick up on Daisy, and then Bob Hoskins is like right behind him.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah. Yeah, no, ask her this. So, hey, well, get in the van.
Yeah.
Get in the shit van.
Oh,
we're
going
to go,
God.
You know, unclog some shit.
How creepy. Like, oh, my God. Who would do that? What right? What woman in
a lizard
right
woman?
Mind?
A lizard woman thinks that's okay.
She just completely ignores Mario
yeah.
behind him being the puppeteer the whole
like,
time.
Being like the little devil on his shoulder.
Just me and Luigi.
Her acting. Oh.
Ask her to clean your pipes.
She was very obviously reading cue cards several times.
Yes.
But and then the whole movie, there's like
you're not gonna believe this.
These messy voiceovers just thrown in because they changed dialogue or something, and so people are having conversations in the car, but nobody's mouths are moving. And
this whole
just more reasons why I love it so much. It's just so fucked up. It's beautiful.
We take like movies that are really good, and then we can kind of give people a bad taste in their mouth about it. And it's like this, like
and
this
I'm over here like cool. Super Mario Brothers. Yeah!
I think all my complaints are. Me actually saying why I love this movie. Yeah. I'm not trying to turn anyone off from it. I'm saying this is why you should watch it.
We're kind of ashamed, but yeah.
I'm not.
I am a little, but I'm still...
It's a guilty pleasure for
it,
you?
It's definitely a guilty pleasure for me, but at the same time, I'm like,
fuck it.
I know it doesn't have anything to do with Mario. Well, really, it's...
Except for it's except called for Super
some,
Mario Bros.
Some names, and that's about all it has in common.
I like how they
but...
tried to throw in like sound effects from the game... Too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's like that one part where he turns on the gun. It's all.
Oh, the evolution gun's a super scope.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just painted.
So there are like little things like that in there that are like, oh, everything that's else clever. But then it's like.
It's the subtle things that are right. It's the things that are just.
Do you think Nintendo was like, make this movie?
No.
Well, originally they were like, yeah, make a Super Mario Brothers movie. And then ever since they never made another Nintendo movie.
It was the first full length film based on a video game too.
Yeah.
And
this was a good precursor to what was going to happen with video game movies.
Yeah. Does anybody have any favorite lines for this movie?
No.
Was she corpulent? Was she corpulent? No, she was really the round.
End. Yeah. Okay, that's my favorite line. Now what's yours? No, I'm just kidding.
Really, it was anything that Iggy and Spike said. They just said the fucking stupidest shit. Like, their very first line, he comes out to the taxi and hands him a hot dog. He said it's dog. And they just throw the buns out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anything they said... Luigi, I loved John Leguizamo, but any time Luigi opened his damn mouth, I was just screaming at the TV. I love the movie, but shut the fuck up. Stop asking questions.
Have you guys ever seen The Pest?
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't seen that. I think I saw that in the theater, if I remember correctly.
I remember watching it a lot, but I was really young and stupid. I'm sure. Like right now, I have good memories, but I'm pretty sure I'm not going to like it if I watch it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch
really?
It.
Really?
So anyway, favorite characters?
Go ahead, Jason.
Toad.
But what version of Toad? Toad or Goomba Toad? God damn it.
He had the big old ear-to-ear smile.
He did!
How heavy does he have to breathe to actually like make that harmonica make noise from that far away?
Oh my god!
Yeah.
I thought he
could never play that.
Yeah. He did. He just kind of like into it and it made some... He was my favorite when he just showed up with the plate of steamed veggies. Hey, I brought these for you.
Well, he dropped that off, and I was like pretending to be him. I was like, love me now. And then he goes, row, row, row. He said it. He said the thing
it's
I said.
It's like when your dog says something, you're like, oh, he said I love you. Well, shit, now I have to pick a different favorite, because I was going to say Goomba Toad, but...
I can't believe it. I did that because I thought it was the most dumb shit
answer. Are you
serious?
I love Goomba Toad. He was...
I thought you were gonna pick the little worm that lady drank.
Damn it! Although I really liked what was that chick's the big girl's name?
Oh, Big Bertha.
Stop picking on my favorite bitches.
Big Bertha's good.
Big Bertha was like she was. I think she is probably my favorite character in this. Like.
I just like how they violently fell in love.
Get over here, Pudgy Buns.
Yeah, he's got his girlfriend in there, and then all of a sudden
Mario
does a lot of plumbing.
Mario's a big old slut. Let's get this straight.
Yeah, you know how much pipe he's laid?
Oh my god. Pauline, Peach, Daisy, Daniela now. God knows who the fuck else. He's just any female in the Mushroom Kingdom. That guy is
gonna get his mushroom
getting
kingdom.
It there.
In her kingdom.
Fuck it, even Birdo, and that's technically a guy, and he's probably still doing something with Birdo.
Yeah, what's in those eggs?
Ew.
It's a big mouth.
Cadbury. But yeah, I like Big Bertha. Matt thinks that when we get married, we should wear Big Bertha and Bob Hoskins' yellow mustard
woman's suit. Jacket with the shoulder pads.
With the shoulder pads and the fancy pockets. Are you going to do your favorite?
Yeah, I think mine was the smoking princess.
Thank you.
There's like one of the
she's not a princess. She's just some random ass Manhattan bitch.
All women
are
princesses, Stacey.
She's got some magical cigarette.
But yeah, there's a girl that's in the holding cell, and she always has like a lit cigarette, and they're sliding down the pipe, and she's like with the cigarette in Bob Hoskins' face the entire time.
And it did not break the entire... She's...
I didn't think she smoked it the entire time. It was just there.
She was just holding the cigarette.
It's just a prop.
But still, cigarettes break?
She was my hero.
You waving them around?
I think Jason's looking for a character.
I already did a character. I'm just on Facebook. I'm checked out of this movie.
So glad I picked such a good movie.
All right, Bob.
I like Stacey's post. Podcasting again with one of my favorite terrible movies, Super Mario Bros.
Fuck this movie. That's my favorite character. Fuck this movie.
Was that like Bob's Asian? Favorite was the
was that
monkey?
Was that the Asian guy selling the roasted lizards? Fuck this movie. Was that his name?
Yeah, that's that's racist, Matt.
He was a lizard. He's not one of us.
That's true.
He's not one of us.
Yeah, like black people.
Oh,
keeping that in.
Thanks for the editing.
Oh my god.
Please edit that out.
No.
Just kidding. Leave it in. I don't like black people.
Oh my god. First you alienate.
We should do the jumping. Bing,
yeah.
Bing. I was talking about reptile black people. It's different.
Now I have to leave all that in.
Reptile.
Oh my god.
Can we talk about like the S&M cops?
Oh yeah.
Go on.
Like every single police officer is like strapped in leather and like.
Except for the one guy who kept talking to King Koopa the whole time.
No, but he was the one that had like the chick's heels in his throat when he was taking down the information of the Mario Brothers.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty weird.
Oh, we were saying that they spent so much money on like their police garb with all the rhinestones spelling out police on the back and all their spikes and everything, and that's why they couldn't afford bullets. They had to fight with flamethrowers for some stupid reason.
They shot like fireballs. It wasn't even like flamethrowers.
Well, sometimes it was like just fireballs. Sometimes it's like when they're still in the police car and trying to get away, they're just like, poo, poo, poo. Yeah. Like, what are you? They're
stay
like
away
a mile
from
away
here.
Already.
We've got fire.
Yeah, yeah. The weapons were terrible. The
weapons were bad.
Everything is bad. Fuck this movie.
It's so good.
Thank you, Bob.
I was so hoping somebody was going to like vehemently hate this movie.
I fucking hate it. You guys called it last week.
Well, yeah. You're usually the one that hates the movie.
Oh, if they're bad. I told Jason we got here. I said, you know what? You can just get like any group of like high school kids that are like into like in, you know, what is it, AV club or whatever. They can make a better movie.
Agreed.
This is what happens when you let a married couple be in charge of a movie, though. Don't let married people be in charge of things.
But it had eye-popping effects.
Yeah, like children.
I was just going to say that. It's like we spend less time together now, and we're becoming more alike.
It's like you guys share a brain, too.
It's like you are us.
One of us.
Oh, God. So when are we going to move in together?
Like orifices?
Yes.
I was trying to go somewhere there.
You're trying to go to the butt.
When can I rear end you?
Oh, I was going to say something like, I'll move into you tonight or something. Ooh. But I don't know.
That's, I really didn't think I'd finish a whole gross bottle of wine.
Show you my toadstool.
Hey, that's another thing. I'm very glad that there's no peach bitch in this movie. That's maybe another reason why I like it so much.
They're saving her for the sequel.
There is no. Maybe they were, but
and
they
so
didn't
Daisy
get to that.
Has to
so
go save Peach.
Daisy.
Peach don't get no movie because Peach.
That's probably the wise move for Peach.
So okay, here's a.
They didn't ruin her like they ruined every other character.
I love Daisy.
Believe this.
So do you think it would have been a better, well, of course it would be.
If this movie was good, do you think it would be better?
Do you think maybe the way they should have gone was no other dimension, just the world that Mario lives in?
Honestly,
in like kind of the video game land.
I honestly can't fathom a good Mario Brothers movie that is.
Me neither.
I can't either.
Like true to the games,
yeah.
I don't think it can happen. It should be a cartoon or something.
Yes,
there was that. There was that. That not cartoon, but the live action TV show, and there was live action.
Well,
and
the
they
main,
had cartoons
well,
too.
Yeah, the main thing was the cartoon was like introduced by like some wrestler dude that was Mario.
They were always eating like spaghetti.
That was the other thing. And this one, like, only two foods existed: pizza and spaghetti
and hot dogs. That was the other
one. Hot dogs,
but. But there was a whole fucking lot of spaghetti
and
in
lizard
this movie.
Dogs.
And lizard dogs. Yoshi? You talking about Yoshi?
Yes.
But yeah, I don't think there's any way you can conceive a good movie out of Mario Bros.
Like live action.
Yeah.
Like
not
somebody
at all.
Could do it.
Oh.
No.
I mean, so. It'd be tough, but somebody could.
They made Guardians of the Galaxy, they could make this.
Yeah, that's the same.
Yeah. Not at all. Ratings? Are we on? Or did everyone get their favorite characters?
Character.
Can we even rate this?
Oh, we're gonna.
Oh, we're gonna.
Oh, God, I didn't think. Oh man.
I haven't thought of one.
It's so bad that Stacy didn't even think of a rating.
You know what?
I didn't know I was gonna have to rate this.
Don't you listen
we
to
We rate
the show?
Every movie.
I do.
No.
But
yeah. What?
But it's my favorite movie, so obviously I'm a little bit biased here.
It's not your favorite movie.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Like top 10, like
it's one of my it's definitely my favorite terrible movie.
It's
top
her
of everything I've seen.
Her favorite best worst movie.
Yes. There you go.
All right, Bob, I'm actually excited for yours.
Brace yourself. Here it comes.
Negative
1.6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We broke the barrier. We got below a 7.
We now have like the Bob scale like pretty much built right now. We have between Super Mario Brothers and Kill Bill.
Yeah.
You're welcome for bringing this movie into your life.
Thank you. So bad at you.
Thank you for the 2 hours.
I'm going to have a picture of you up on my dartboard.
I'll never get those 2 hours back.
Yeah. Hour and 45 minutes of my Saturday gone.
No, Bob has like a poster of you, but then he gets like a paintbrush and just starts. That guy was ready.
Oh, shit.
All right. I'm going to give Super Mario Brothers one ba-bomb.
Damn it! Shit!
It's terrible, but you have to see it.
I was gonna rate it that.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Take that, you piece of shit.
Alright. Okay.
King Poopa.
I'm gonna... damn it. I am going to give it all the Dancing Goombas. Because I can't...
That's like 10.
Yeah, well, I can't...
You know what would have been awesome?
I've acknowledged it as my favorite terrible movie.
She gave it all out of some.
But I'm not going to give going to give it a bad grade, but they're still, they're Dancing Goombas and they're ugly as shit, so.
Yes.
But there's hideous. A lot of them. So, in my twisted brain, this is somehow a positive it's rating. Always, don't question it.
It's just, always quantity over quality for you.
You know what would have been awesome?
Gary Oak.
You know what would have been awesome is if they were dancing to the underwater music.
No, they were dancing to Daisy Daisy. Give me your answer, dude.
I think a Mario song would have been better.
That would have been way too inside for this married couple to come up with, though.
It's literally from the video game.
They didn't do their homework, though.
They looked at the cover and like, yes, we can make this movie.
They had sound effects from the game.
They thought Yoshi was a fucking accident. It was all accident.
That's true. He was a raptor. Thank you very much.
You know what? Just since we're talking about Mario, it's just crazy. I mean,
Mario.
Games are really simple.
Yeah.
They make no sense as far as the characters. And there's they no hold story. Up so well. They're really so fun to play.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. They're so fucked.
I just want to know why they tried to make a movie out of this. They're like, you know, I get like it's a big icon, but they're like, this is not
it was just,
a story-driven game at all.
I think they thought you can't lose.
They thought because it's it was their
they
first.
They were wrong.
Everybody likes this game from little kids to adults. Like,
it was
we're going to make some.
It was their first attempt at a video game based movie, and so they're like, well, what's the biggest video game besides like Pong or Tetris? Throw fucking Mario in there. Kids love it.
Well, you see, Pong and Tetris, you stay on one screen.
Oh, god damn it. Stop Mario, it. Oh my god.
You go from left to right to another screen. So let's make a movie out of them.
Well, still, basically, that's what Tron was, wasn't it?
Tron was a movie first.
Tron actually had, a story.
I hate it. Tron. I don't care.
I never watched really. Tron.
He fights for the users.
I don't understand it.
I just watched a movie with Val Kilmer and his son. And it's got James Franco in it, too.
Was it Fat Val Kilmer?
Like lesbian Val Kilmer?
Yeah, a little bit chubby.
Yeah, Val love Kilmer. Me some fat
and
Val Kilmer.
And he was a total stoner. It was actually a pretty good movie. And it had...
got more kush for the
kush.
More kush for the kush.
Julia Roberts' niece or whatever. What's her name?
American Horror Story.
Yeah.
American Horror Story bitch.
Oh, are they related? Emma Roberts?
Emma Roberts, yeah.
Yeah, she's in it too.
I know.
And it was actually pretty good. I mean,
it has the same last name.
Obviously, they're related.
Yeah, I don't know how that.
It's like me and Martin Payne.
They're both white women.
Now I wish Bobby's name was Bruce. Because he could be
Wait, Jason, are you related to the lady that makes the cookies?
Mrs. Kelly? Fields cookies?
Oh.
No, you know
Kelly?
What?
Kelly?
This is Sally.
Oh, Sally Fields?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's the one that went to the space?
So, can I rate this movie?
Yeah.
I haven't rated this movie
yet. We've been trying to give you time to come up with.
I'm going to rate this movie...
Two Mario Brothers.
One
disappointing movie.
Yes.
That was the best.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
Thank you for finishing my rating for me. You read my mind.
I knew it was there.
No, I was going to rate it one chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee.
Yes. Did I not fucking say that earlier today?
I think you did.
I did. I said Jason's going to rate this one happy chimpanzee in a business suit or something.
That was the only part I laughed at was him like jumping up and down. I was like, oh, look, babe. That's hilarious.
Like, oh,
monkey.
Spicoli, monkey. What happened to you? And the monkey's you
was like, my IQ was just dropping as I watched this movie to the point where I was like, a jumping monkey in a
monkey,
suit. Yes.
Monkey.
Didn't you like that movie, Dunstan Checks? Jackson? No. It's got monkeys.
That scared me. Speaking of how did this get made, they actually did a really good episode on this. And one of the guys is like, I'm pretty sure that's like the origin story of Donkey Kong.
Oh, wow.
Mind blown.
That was their sequel. Yeah, and then Daisy and Mario were going to go try to beat
Donkey Kong. That plumber guy that got turned into a monkey, he's like raising a bunch of shit and he took your girlfriend Danielle up on top of these like fucking things. He's throwing barrels and shit. We got to do something.
He went to the monkey. Not going to believe that. He went to the monkey dimension and took a bunch of monkey.
Well, that's where we live in now, right? Steroids. We live in monkey dimension.
We're the mammals.
So he took a bunch of monkey steroids and got all big, and then he started throwing barrels and
also,
shit.
Also, snazzy tie.
Yeah, that's
true. Picked up a snazzy tie.
Wow, yeah, you're right. So, fuck this movie, and,
fuck you guys.
Yes.
Fuck us, everyone.
All right, thank you for listening.
Oh, we're wrapping up. I was going to take a break.
Should we? Let's wrap it up. Anybody want to say anything else? Any final thoughts on this
movie? Fuck this movie.
Thank you, Bob.
Watch this movie.
I value your opinion, Bob.
It's not an opinion.
It's a fact.
It's a fact.
This movie is fucked. I mean, I have to agree there.
No, it is, but watch it because of that.
Do not watch it.
No, watch this.
No.
It's amazing.
People are going to unfollow us.
That's fine. As long as I've done my damage to the world.
All right.
It'll be all my fault, too.
All right, everybody. If you like this show, tell your friends. Share it on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/thatmoviepod. Yeah, that's it. Twitter is @thatmoviepod. Email, if you want to email us, thatmoviepodcast@gmail.com. And...
send us ideas.
Send us ideas. Yeah,
if suggestions.
Tell us what your favorite movie is, and we will ruin it for you.
Shoutouts. Give us names of your friends, and I'll make fun of them.
Yes.
Give us your friends' phone numbers, and we'll call them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darren. He's got a stupid face.
What kind of name is Darren?
Exactly.
And we should start calling like random people out. Like,
and we'll record it.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, Steven. What's up with you, Steven?
Okay, but if we're calling people out, you got to do it like wrestlers.
Steven, you gotta change your pants once in a while.
Call him out, brother!
Because, you know, the cream's always gonna raise to the top. Every now and then you gotta wipe your hands on a napkin and sit on your pants. I don't know
what... Puke in the sink!
You just gotta kinda like just zone out and tune like the 80s wrestler in you.
Because if you like bacon, brother, I'm gonna give you the whole pig.
All right,
last week
bye.
I peed out of my butt and pooped out of my mouth.
Can we just end this on peeing out of your butt?
That's usually how most things end.
That's the perfect way to end the Mario podcast. Big old pee out of your butt.
All right, put them up, everyone, and give me your coupon coin. Coupon coins. They're called coupons too. Later on the sign.
Coupons.
K O O P O N S.
Mariah's got a story about that. Oh boy! Somebody shitting their pants and shaking it out their leg.
Oh Jesus!
Is that what Mariah, the kids called?
Come over here. Come over here and tell the story.
Is that what the kids call the stanky leg?
Oh, that's why. That's why it's stinky. They're shaking poops out their pants.
Talking to the mic. Say it.
Talking into the mic.
Yeah, come here.
We had this conversation last episode when you weren't doing it.
Talking to the mic.
Shut up.
Talking to the mic. Real quick.
She was just like, fuck you, Matt.
This might get edited like, out. But...
Nothing.
So you were in
so karate.
So I was teaching a class.
Someone got their brown belt.
Their brown pants.
And I can't remember what exercise we were doing, but at the end of the night, we bowed out of class, and everybody was leaving, and there's like this turd on the floor, on the mat, and so we
cleaned on the mat.
Who pooped the bed?
We cleaned it up and stuff, and it was disgusting. It was definitely poop. But the thing is that it wasn't the kids' class, it was the adults' class.
Oh, God.
Like,
oh.
Like senior adult?
No.
Yeah. Somebody didn't wear their Depends.
But he, I guess he had irritable bowel syndrome, I don't know.
And it's a good idea to go to karate class when you have that. So anyway, he started wearing a brown gi ever since, so no one would notice.
No, actually, he didn't come back after that.
I wouldn't either.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
My work here is done.
Yeah. That's an achievement. How many dojo floors have you pooped on?